A Dead Man in Istanbul by Michael Pierce. Read by Bill Wallace. Chapter 1.
You know Istanbul, I expect.
Well, fascinating place. Try the kebabs. There's shish and doner, of course, but lots of others. Try a doner kebab. Very spicy, especially with eyes.
Eyes?
Dead men's eyes. Oh, sheep's eyes, really, of course. Scrumptious. Try it.
Yes.
Yes, I will, perhaps.
About the only practical advice, actually, that they gave him. Just over a week later, in those leisurely days of 1911, he was sitting on the terrace of the British Embassy, looking down on the dazzlingly blue waters of the Bosphorus, hearing the chink of ice in glasses, smelling the scent of roses and sweet peas, admiring the bougainvillea. Opposite him were Ponsonby and Rice Chumley, members of the staff of the embassy, secretaries, he thought, although everyone here appeared to be a secretary, and none of them, as far as he could see, did any of the work that secretaries usually did. Cunningham had been a secretary, the second secretary, he thought.
So, he said encouragingly,
swimming the straits, like Leander, to get to his beloved, only in Cunningham's case, of course, there wasn't any beloved, I think.
Lallergy? Suggested Rice Chumley.
I thought that was over.
Layla?
Well, or...